We want to welcome all of you who have come from near and from far. I just would like to make sure, are you hearing out there all right?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you hearing out there all right? Fine. We certainly, I desire that each one of you shall be able to hear as well as to see, and that you can keep in touch with us in the main room here as we with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We had a very blessed prayer meeting this afternoon in which the Lord said something that I feel I should pass on. He said that he had a plan for this convention, that's what it was called, as the Spirit spoke, that we ought to realize that he knew about conventions and that he knew what he wanted to do, and that we ought to, as it were, just step back and see him and believe that he would manifest himself in his own way. Praise the Lord. And so I'd like to encourage us all to do that. And I'd like to encourage us all to place ourselves at the disposal of the Lord and believe that the Lord's plan will indeed be fulfilled in this time that we are together. Praise his precious name. And then the Holy Spirit said something additional, that we should have faith over the ministry. And we should have faith that the word of God would go forth in the way, and then we should simply just have faith. Praise the Lord. In other words, believe God. This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. And faith is God's call all the time. I don't believe that any of you would be here if you didn't have a measure of faith. I'm sure you've come believing that God will meet you, but God wants to do exceeding abundantly for you, above all that we can ask or think, above all that you can ask or think. There's been much prayer for this time. I'm sure you have prayed, and others have prayed, and we have been praying that God would be glorified, that his will would be done, and his work accomplished. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And now we just want to have faith that God will indeed manifest himself. There's one thing that the Holy Spirit seems to have been suggesting, in one way and another, as we have prayed and as we have contemplated these meetings, and that is that God desires to heal those who are sick. He wants us to believe that there shall be the healing power of God manifested. You remember in one of the Gospels, it says something quite interesting. It says that Jesus was in a certain place. And then it says that the scribes and Pharisees were present. And then it makes an additional comment that's very precious, and I believe applicable here. It says in that particular time and occasion, and the power of the Lord was present to heal. Hallelujah. The power of the Lord was present to heal. Yes, sure. The critics were there. The scoffers were there. The questioners were there. But Jesus was there, and at that particular time, on that particular occasion at least, why, the power of the Lord was present to heal. Hallelujah. It does seem as though that there are times when God gives special manifestations of his power along various lines. And we can believe God, of course, for anything, and God is good for anything we'll trust him for. But it does seem as though that there are times when God manifests his power, especially in the saving of souls, other times in baptizing people in the Holy Ghost, and other times in healing the sick. Oh, we want to believe our God, but as I say, it has been seemingly suggested by the Holy Spirit in a variety of ways that we should believe God for healing to be manifested throughout this weekend. And so, if you are sick, if you have a need in your body, you ought to expect that the Lord will meet your need. And you know, it's a marvelous thing. His presence is salvation. And salvation, of course, includes everything that we have need of for body, for soul, and for spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We've had a number of rather outstanding, shall we say, miracles take place in this at camp here and in this very room. And miracles that could be attributed, shall we say, only to the manifestation of the presence of the Lord. I mean by that that there was no prayer offered for that specific need at all. Two or three real chain smokers have come into the services, and they were instantly delivered. They didn't even ask for it themselves, although I'm sure that they were looking to the Lord. But, I mean, they didn't ask for prayer. We didn't pray for them. We didn't know what was taking place at all. But God delivered just because His presence was being manifested. I think of a woman who came here a few years ago. I think it was at the Labor Day weekend. And she had a number of cysts in her body. And she was scheduled to have medical and surgical attention upon returning to the city. She had been examined, and she was following their advice and going to go through with what had been recommended. But while she sat in the presence of the Lord, why, the Lord healed her. And she went back and found out that she had no need of that operation whatsoever. The Lord had healed. And again, she hadn't requested prayer, and we hadn't prayed for her, anything of that nature. But it was just Jesus Himself who had manifested His presence and His power. Oh, thank God. We have a wonder-working God. And so reach out and touch the hem of His garment. I think of our brother Billy Rodriguez's grandmother. We just got this word the other day. She was here a few months ago with her husband and her daughter. And we just found out what God did while she was in our midst. And again, she wasn't prayed for, and she didn't ask for prayer or anything like that. But for years, she had suffered with low blood pressure. And she wrote to her grandson that the Lord had completely healed her while she was here in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And I don't know what God is going to do, and you don't either, and you don't have to, but we can be in faith. That's what the Holy Spirit said to us, just to be in faith. Faith for ourselves and faith for each other, that God will accomplish His will in every other person that's here, not just in you and not just in me, but, oh, hallelujah, in everyone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. All may change, but Jesus never. request prayer for someone who is many miles from here. It's my wife's sister, Gladys. She has been critically ill today and suffering very greatly. Evidently, it is some form of poisoning and so on. We don't know any diagnosis. Somebody asked me when they heard we prayed this morning, and someone asked me afterwards, is she in the hospital? Well, my sake, she wouldn't think of that, because she's just been trusting the Lord and has learned to trust Him and look to Him very definitely. And God has performed many miracles in her behalf. And my wife called her late this afternoon and found that she was still in very great need. Now let us believe that God will completely and speedily and quickly, right away, now.
Thank you. blessing that the Lord did give me last year with the ladies' retreat. I was here, and I'm being here 8 days today. Sometimes I open my mouth and I pray a little, and the Lord chatted for me because He's been filling me up. And today, now when they ask for a prayer for this dear lady that's far away, and she had such a trust in the Lord. And I, here I am, thinking I can never be sick again, you know. At that time, I was having a big problem with my heart, calling with the doctor really bad. Anytime I had something real bad, calling with the doctors. But the Lord asked today, have faith. And praise the Lord that night, last November, that I was here in the retreat. And Brother Gordon and Sister Caroline and Brother Michael went and prayed for me. They asked for prayer. I was really in a bad situation, something that I experienced bad. For the mighty way that the dear Lord met me.
Thank you, Jesus.
They went around and prayed for me. And they put their hand on me. And I know they were there standing and prayed. And I know that they went back and sit down. And they took maybe about 3-4 minutes. And the power of the Lord came down. And I know that everyone that was in the meeting experienced that. And since that day, praise the Lord, I'm being healed. I'm being healed of my heart because I went back and I said it. I said, I'm going back and I'm going to let them do the test and see how things are. But it's a little faith, you know what I mean? It's just God had to fill me up. And tonight, He had to take somebody far away. Have the faith of waiting in God to heal it. Not have to wait a man and husband and anything else. Yes, in God. And they tell me, oh, you have maybe you want to have a blood clot here and there and things. And right in this minute, I really experienced that I just have to trust the Lord no matter what I have, no matter what they say I have. I didn't have nothing. I just had the Lord. He healed me. He told me so. I received the healing at that time. And see, I'm breathing and I'm walking and I'm feeling, and that's what He's been doing all the time. I'm being here. I'm being walking around with my son-in-law, Richard. What a blessing he is. Praise God. And I know now. Says God, what experience, you know? You didn't pray for this dear lady, and the Lord gave me that in my heart. She's trusting in the Lord for her healing. And there I am between men and the Lord, and I've been receiving my healing, and I praise the Lord because I received it that night. And they went back, and they told me my heart is completely okay. Everything I said. They all the time find out something wrong, maybe between the enemy and the doctor keeping, you know. Well, I praise God, the Lord, tonight I'm completely delivered from that. And I just praise the Lord, I never have to touch another medication, another pill, because I was delivered from that. I was taking 19 pills after I went back there. I don't take them anymore. They're giving me 2 pills for diabetes because they say I had sugar diabetes and they were a little bit high. But it's because I really a sweet eat it. I like to eat. But praise the Lord that He be dealing with that in here too. I'm surprised. I know even that much. One night, Brother Gordon was praying in this meeting. And he didn't say that at all. He was dismissing me. And I hear that he say, for the overuse, I want them to be careful. And it was the Lord wanted me to hear that. He didn't say that, but he went with dismissing them. And it was God dealing with me. So I praise and I thank God. I was healed here. I was healed many times. I received the healing. And then, oh God, is anyone in here that needs the healing tonight, oh Lord Jesus? Especially the dear lady of God. Yes. That she's waiting for the healing, Lord Jesus, that you give me the faith right now.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, touch her and lift her and heal her. God. Yes. Touch her, Lord Jesus, heal her in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
wonderful name.
I want to thank the Lord for what He's shown me already, what He's going to do for me this weekend. He's shown me that He wants to fill me with His love. And I'm so thankful for that. I really need it. I felt led to read the first epistle of John, and it brings out so clearly the emphasis upon the love of God and how it's so vital, so important, how God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwells in God, and God in him. I'm so thankful that we can gather together in His name and be filled. And I'm believing God to fill me with His love. And shed it abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Because I know that's the only true strength from above that will enable me to go through what I have to go through. It's the love of God, the great grace of God that will enable me. And I thank God, and I'm believing Him to do what He's shown me.
Amen.
Praise.